我问你不要说。
Something the matter, Grandpa?
An editorial in this paper that has my friend Matt Baker real upset. I'll read it to you. The old library building on Chestnut Street, which has been vacant for over a year now, was supposed to be made into a community center to serve the senior citizens as well as the younger people of Riverdale. Due to lack of funds for the repainting of the interior of the building and for the furniture needed, the plans for the community center have been postponed indefinitely. He's coming over to talk about it.
Is that serious a problem, Grandpa?
It is. Matt's not as lucky as I am, Robbie. He doesn't have any family with him. He lives alone and depends on places like a community center to be with people, people his own age.
But there's the whole community center on Elm Street.
It's small. And the problem is it's set up primarily for kids to play. There are ping pong tables, soda machines, and lots of music. It's too noisy for some older people like that.
I never realized that.
It's hard for some older people to take all that noise. That's why the new community center is a good idea. Part of the building for older people, part of the building for younger people.
I see what you mean.
Well, that must be Nat.
It could be Alexandra. She's coming over this morning to help me with my math.
Hi, Alexander. Come on in.
Do you want something cold to drink?
I'd love some cola, please.
Cola, coming up. I really appreciate you coming over to help me with my math. My final exam is next Tuesday.
You're so good in all your other subjects. I just can't understand why you have so many problems with math.
Hi, Alexander.
Hi, Mr. Stewart.
I thought that was Matt Baker who rang the front door bell. Don't let me interrupt you.
No problem, Grandpa. We're just having some cola before getting to the tough stuff, math.
You'll do anything to avoid getting down to math lessons, Mr. Stewart.
I was the same way.
Really, Grandpa?
Really. I didn't like math. I wasn't good at it, and I didn't like studying it.
But you had to be good at math. You graduated from engineering school.
I was, but not in high school. For some reason, I couldn't get a handle on it. Then in college, I became good at it.
Then there's hope for Robbie.
I can't wait. You think I can just skip it now and get to it at college?
You'll never get to college to find out, Robbie, if you skip it now.
Well, that must be math.
Sit down, Robbie. Let's get to work.
I'd like you to meet my friend Matt Baker. This is Alexandra Pappas, and this is my grandson, Robbie, whom I think you've met once or twice before.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Baker.
Hi, Mr. Baker. We met before. Where? In town. At the hardware store.
I remember now.
Right.
Hi. Hello, Alexandra. But don't let us keep you from your math tutoring, Robbie. I know you want to get to it.
Stay. Stay.
I told you, he'll use any excuse to avoid math.
Did you read the story in the paper, Malcolm? I did. It's a serious matter for a lot of us. A serious matter. It is. Come on out to the patio. We'll talk about it out there.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you again.
What's the problem?
Come on, you'll hear about it.